The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Somebody tell them the Lord is blessing me right now.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 97, The Answer.
Praise Jesus! Praise the Lord! Piscopo in the Morning! Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me! Come on! Praise the Lord! In the morning. Praise the Lord. This is the music they should have at the Catholic Church right here. Come on.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. Forget the homilies. Forget the second collection. Forget the seven verses of Our Father.
Bring on the spiritual music. In the name of Jesus.
That's Bishop Larry Trotter and Sweet Holy Spirit. This is probably one of the greatest gospel songs I've ever heard. And I told you, one time I was down in Washington, D.C., and I was running down when Eddie Murphy was getting that Mark Twain prize, right? And they were kind enough to invite me down, and we had a great weekend a couple years ago. But I had to get church in. We had to go to the Smithsonian to this big, big dinner with Eddie and Arsenio and Trevor Noah, and everybody was there. Georgie Lopez, everybody was there. But I had to go to church. So I went to church. And it was an African-American Catholic church, praise Jesus. And they played spiritual music like this gospel music. Oh, get Cardinal Dolan on the phone, Frankie, would you please?
I love it, man. I love it.
Because you know what? Thank you, Matt. Well done. Well, great choice of music. Talk to your friend Al, please, before he gets in on Monday. Would you do that for me, please?
Sure.
Bishop Larry Trotter and Sweet Holy Spirit. Love this. Because this is it. I'm a diehard Catholic. All the problems of the Catholic Church that we hear out of Pennsylvania, I am not going to stop going to church. I am not going to stop believing in Christ. I'm not going to stop being a Catholic. I'm a dedicated, God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic, and I ain't going down. And if there's a small inkling of these sick guys that shouldn't even be walking the earth, you know, that abuse children in the cloak of Christ, it's not going to diffuse or dilute my faith in Catholicism, and I stand strong in that regard. But maybe, and I respectfully submit this to the archdiocese around the world, do you have to sing the Our Father like it's a funeral hymn? I mean, really. Oh, and at that point in the Mass, it's about 20 minutes, 25 minutes in, and correct me if I'm wrong, or call me if I'm wrong. They go, it's like this. It's Our Father, which is one of those beautiful prayers ever created. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Think about those lyrics. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Boom! Who wrote that? Who wrote? Was it Bruce Springsteen? No. It's a beautiful song. They sing it like this at the Catholic Church. It's Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. Will you wake up? Stop it! And I want to yell from the back of the church because I'm always in the back of the church. You know why I'm in the back of the church, Matt? Thank you for asking. Because it's freezing in the front of the church. And I understand the priest has like got vestiges that are like so warm for the poor priest. He's wearing like a robe. He's got something underneath the robe. He's got the thing around his neck. So he's hot. It's freezing at the front of the church. So I say in the back of the church. You got to say under the balcony because the air conditioning doesn't get me. Mm-hmm. For crying out loud, stop singing Our Father that slow. It's like unbelievable. Then they'll start a verse. in between the readings at the Catholic Church, and believe me, I'm just having fun with this because I'm not going to stop going to church, but I'm just suggesting respectfully, they do one reading, and then the priest will sit, and then somebody who maybe shouldn't be singing, with respect, they do seven verses of the song. Seven verses of a song that I never heard of. And it's like, and I can say, I swear to God, sometimes Jesus, off the cross, takes his hands and put them on his ears. Forgive me. Off the cross. Please, no, will you stop? You see those saints when they look with their eyes rolled up like that? It's not looking to God. It's like, oh, my gosh, not another verse.
They're singing again? Oh, boy.
God, forgive me. My faith is strong, so I could joke about it. My faith is unwavering in the good Lord and in Christ Almighty. But my goodness gracious, can you cut a verse or two? Or put some spirit, put some gospel music in the Catholic Church. Joe Piscopo, having fun. We're whacked out on this Friday. Forgive me. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Praise Jesus. Praise. Can you give me a show, Frankie, on WMCA, our sister station?
Matt can.
We go?
Yeah, I think so. I can talk to some people.
Can you get... You'll get the email from all the gossip that goes through Matt that comes back to you
exactly.
In the back, and then you get yelled at.
That's right.
Because you're a fascist. That's why,
right.
Frank.
That's right.
You know what? Hold the call. Because I'm sorry. It's a Friday, and I'm going. We are going. We're going to have a great weekend. You're going to have a great weekend. Five boroughs. I love this guy, and I'll tell you why. He's in a relationship with an absolutely wonderful, stellar young gal.
Absolutely. Very lucky.
You are very, very lucky and very fortunate. But because you're a good guy. You deserve that.
Thank you.
But for crying out loud. How many social events can you go to? Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at now. I should be talking to myself. Look what I'm doing now. You know what I got to do? I get yelled at. I don't get requested to pick up the children. I get yelled at and abused. And in a court of law, it's called abuse and harassment. I shut my mouth. I do what's right. Why? Because it's for the children. And I'll put that up. You have no children. You go and somebody showed up at your house last night and they had. How long was that visit?
I went to bed 20 to midnight.
You mean people stayed there knowing that you had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they stayed there? And now the conversation goes, the clock is 7:30, 8 o'clock. Wait, yeah. Stay with me. 7:30, 8 o'clock. I always do this. And my friends bust my chops. When I was with the mayor last night, and we were with Bernie Kerik, and they were riding me saying, Joe, you got to get up. And Bernie appreciates it. Bernie did a great job on the show, by the way.
Oh, he was terrific.
And we got to have Bernie Kerik back. Did a great job. But he's busting my chops. So, Joe, what time you got to get up tomorrow morning? I'm going, bam. But they understand it.
Yeah.
Who sits with you at your house? In your house?
That would be...
names mentioned.
No, I will not. All right, I won't mention.
Should we mention anything?
I don't care. I'm fine. I mean, I
whoever it was
sleep.
Should have known that you got to go to bed to get up in the morning.
You know what though? They brought Ralph's Italian Ices. So
there you go.
You know, and a bottle of wine.
And they sang the Our Father. It's great.
It was my friend Brendan Lantry, who you've met before. He's the
for everybody.
He does. He's the chairman of the Staten Island Republican Party, and his wife Jessica, who's great. And,
beautiful couple.
They're terrific. And
I had no idea who they are. Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
No, I was going to kick them out earlier.
My favorite people. The Landrys. A beautiful
exactly.
Girl. I'm with
great
them tonight
people.
For dinner.
Great people. I was going to
Did I
around.
Meet them? I probably met them.
Yeah, yes.
At the Dan Donovan event.
At the Dan Donovan rally a couple other times.
Very
I was
nice.
Going to kick them out earlier, but Brendan says, you know, your guy Frank Volpe was over at my law firm today pitching us on advertising.
Frankie always working.
I think we're going to do it. So,
I hear
so
you.
How do I kick him out after?
Well, I don't understand though why people just don't. I guess they don't understand the idea of getting up. And it's not just us because I my buddy Big Mike that helps out this kid that helps out this stellar kid. What a great kid! I don't know what we do without him. Big Mike, his dad works at the oil refineries in Jersey and has to travel almost an hour from Hunterdon County, you know, up toward Elizabeth Way, and he's up at the same time, 3 o'clock. So a lot of people are doing that shift. Now, if I had Big Mike's father at the house, I would look at my clock. If it was 7:30, go, whoa, you got to get up. I'm not going to stay any longer. People don't seem to understand that, Frank.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So tell me what you do. We'll go to the news. I swear to God,
all right,
the news.
So here's my game plan
this
for today.
This is great. Oh,
okay.
So Aunt Camille.
I'm leaving here. And I'm supposed to
go to the bar first.
I'm hoping to tape an interview after the show today for Sunday for someone that doesn't shockingly
Murano in the
get
morning
at
okay.
4 a.m. on
okay.
Sunday. So then I'm hoping to tape this interview. Then I am going to Staten Island, taking the bus to Staten Island to spend time with my Aunt Camille. Either we'll go for lunch or a movie or both. Then driving from Staten Island to Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, to pick up the Idalas, Marianne Lewis Idala.
You're picking up Arthur's parents.
I am, yes.
To go see the Ed Giro play.
Yes, so then we're driving to Midtown Manhattan.
But Ed
just... I'm meeting my longtime companion to see the originalist. And then the Idalas want to go to dinner after the show, but my longtime companion has said two late nights in a row she can't
she's
handle.
Right. She's right.
She said she'd be happy to go another time to dinner, but she's not.
But you can't get tickets for the originalist. I heard it sold out.
I know, so I'm trying to lean on Ed Giro to see if he can
Get tickets so you don't have to do this? You just open. Oh, what a shame. Frankie, I love you, man. You are better than I am sometimes.
No. You do this every day.
I know.
And you do it without drinking. I can't imagine.
I think I'm dying. I need a drink right now. You know, I was talking about the alcohol thing, and I don't know what it is. And help me out. Is it me? I can't drink anymore. I can't.
Well, that's why you're in such good shape.
I don't know. I can't.
No, I'm serious.
But last night, we're going on this beautiful yacht, like it was not unlike France Toucher Class when we go on. And you're going past the Statue of Liberty and the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, and the Manhattan Bridge. You're going under and you see the Freedom Tower and the glory of this great city. And you want a glass of wine, maybe a beer. I know if I have that, I'll never get up in the morning, so I don't. What would you like? Bo, Big Bo, Rudy's guy. Big Bo says to me, Joe, what are you drinking? He points to me. He goes, water, right? I said, thank you for understanding. Boom. So I have water. If I drink, it just slows you down.
Well, I know what your schedule's like, and you have a schedule that's even more crazy than me. It's not just sitting around and attending social functions. You're actually performing at five or six different places a day. And then I can't imagine being able to do it and drink alcohol even moderately. And then I know your exercise regimen. Mm. You know, so I
grabbed a workout yesterday.
And I think, you know, the president doesn't exercise except when he's on the golf course. But the president has long been abstaining from alcohol.
Good point.
And I think the incredible energy that he has at 72, and not that you're 72, but the incredible energy that
working
you have.
Working my way back to you, babe.
Is really, really probably due to the fact that you abstained from alcohol.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I watch him. I don't know how he does it at 72. And Bruce Springsteen as well. Springsteen, again, he's on stage, and he's got me by a couple years, man. And he's got to be approaching 70 at this point. Doesn't stop for a second. Does he drink? Is that a fallacy that it slows you down? Because I draw two, if I may, my hero, Frank Sinatra. Mm. Oh, forget about it. Camel cigarettes and Jack Daniels, you know? And did that maybe shorten his life more than it should have, you know? But those guys, I have this theory, too. When they were doing Ocean's 11, and they were in the early 1960s in Vegas with Dean Martin and Sammy and Joey Bishop and Peter Lawford, the Rat Pack, and they would do the night performances. They would get up in the morning and shoot Ocean's 11. I have a feeling the old man actually went to bed and did not drink. I bet that. It was just kind of the image of it all. You couldn't maintain that. You couldn't maintain that. And when I was in Vegas, to your point.
But he was a heavy drinker, though, right?
The old man?
Yeah.
Later in life, he did. He would drink on stage a little bit, yeah. And I think maybe that affected him a little bit.
They would say Dean Martin was not really a heavy drinker, even though that was his sort of persona on stage.
Listen, he was a hero of mine, but I think Dean liked to have a little bit now
and
then.
Okay. Because I always thought, I'd heard that, you know, that he would put that
apple
on.
Apple juice, yeah.
Yeah, but that Sinatra would actually, you know, be a...
Yeah, but it never affected their work one way or another. And to your point, and we'll go to the calls, and I apologize, we're just riffing on a Friday, so thank you for staying with us. When I'm on stage and I'm at the Rio and I'm in the showroom and it's Vegas with all the Vegas musicians, the AFM at their very, very best. And I have those people who bought special tickets to come see me. I don't drink a dime. I sleep. I carb load. And I bleed on stage for that audience. And I'll tell you, at my age, by the grace of Jesus Christ, top of my game. I mean,
but
please, I'm no Springsteen. Certainly, I'm no, you know, not in that league at all. But worked as hard as I possibly can. And I felt I had the energy. And I was thinking maybe because I didn't stay up late, gamble, and have a few pops. You know, I might be a lot happier. Huh?
Yeah, my hero is Oscar Goodman, the first man of Las Vegas, who the former mayor of Las Vegas.
Is he still out there?
Yeah, well, so his wife's the mayor now. He was the
God,
mayor.
God, you are good, Frank.
And he starts every single day with a Bombay Sapphire
martini. He absolutely does.
He absolutely does.
You would do that.
I yes.
You would do the radio show.
Well, that's the one time I'm always sober when I'm on the air. But
can we get you to drink one day?
No, I don't.
Not on this station.
Yeah, right. That's asking for trouble.
But we do remote in Atlantic City. Forget it. You're gone.
Yeah, I'm very reluctant to do that. You got to be, because that stays with you forever. You know, if you say something crazy on air, due to even a, you don't have to be drunk. You know, I say enough crazy things sober.
Sober. Why would you want? Oh, look, it's Professor Fitch. Before we go to break, Charlie, how you doing this morning? Good morning to you, my friend.
Joe, I'm a lifelong debater, so I'm going to try to defend Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Thank you.
First of all, let me stipulate that we have two guys from Queens, President Trump and Governor Cuomo, were duking it out, who were secretly friends on the down low. So is this a great country or what?
Yeah,
now, Governor Cuomo, he just turned 60. You mentioned the Queen of New York, his mother, Matilda.
Yeah.
He has one sister who's a world-famous doctor, another sister married to shoe czar Kenneth Cole, who buys all these liberal ads in the Times, which is probably where Andy got his idea to make this stupid comment.
Mm.
He's got three daughters who are RFK's granddaughters, and Kennedy-style, his wife cheated on him, and he kept his family together. He has a superstar girlfriend, Sandra Lee, on a double mastectomy who he's deeply in love with. And when he gets together with a bunch of women, no wonder he's pandering to them. He built the Tappan Zee Bridge. He's rebuilding LaGuardia Airport. He does muscle cars and lifts weights in his girlfriend's Westchester house in front of a giant portrait of Jim Morrison. And he hates Mayor de Blasio. But Andy, here's some advice. When in doubt, ask yourself one question. What would Aretha do? Love you guys.
There it is. Charlie, well said. There it is, okay? That's it, Charlie. Charlie's sticking up for Andrew Cuomo, and you could certainly debate that. 877-970-2999. You know what? Do we have time? We don't have. Can I? If you call, please hold the calls. We'll go to Debbie now. 877-970-2999. I promise I'm going to go there as soon as we come back. We have time to do that now, right? Mr. Producer, thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs, because I want to make sure Debbie gets everybody going to where they got to go.
Yes.
Is it lightening up at all at this hour, Debbie?
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty light this morning.
Okay.
It seems like everybody has on vacation. There's, you know, a couple of hot spots out here. Let's see what's happening, Joe.
Okay.
It's a little bit busy on the Garden State Parkway southbound at 147. That's an accident. And northbound Garden State Parkway at 145, a collision there in the center lane. 80 westbound, exit 61 out through Elmwood Park. They're doing some ongoing construction. Now, there is a problem at the George Washington Bridge right now that I want to warn you about on the lower level. Over at the GWB lower level, we're getting reports of an accident involving about seven vehicles. So two lanes blocked here. This is the outbound lower level of the George Washington Bridge, right in the construction zone. That's causing delays coming off the Cross Bronx. Inbound GWB looks good. No problems at the Lincoln. That big Restore 495 project begins tonight at 9 over by the Lincoln Tunnel. Holland Tunnel, 10 minutes getting into town. And the LIE westbound out past Vets Highway, an accident just cleared out of your way. So you're moving a little bit better heading through that particular area as well. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Looks like we'll see a thunderstorm later, high today of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved explains how important holding the House is for the GOP.
It's one more reason to vote against the Democrats, to vote for Republicans, and to keep the House of Representatives in Republican hands. It's important because otherwise we're going to go through this unbelievably divisive, pointless,
fruitless,
misguided exercise called impeachment. It would be a disaster for the country.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train. Stand at Patton's gravesite. Visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes back Congressman Peter King and gets an update on the effort to stop the violence from the notorious and brutal MS-13 gang on Long Island. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Route 22 Toyota. You hear Joey talk about it all the time. You got to go to Route 22 Toyota right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, okay? You got 5 minutes. We listen to Joey because, you know, you hear it and you go, okay. And then you switch to another station when the commercials come up. Or you'll just go, God, Joe, I've heard you talk about Route 22 Toyota. This is your moment because I love you. And I want to do for you what Iggy and the Route 22 team did for my sister Carol. Get you a great deal on a great car. And now you got 5 minutes. You got till 9:30, okay? It's 9:25 right now. Here's the number, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, which, you know, if you're a parent or a grandparent, that is a safety issue for the children in your car, a free multi-point inspection. I get it all the time. I just had Big Mike take mine over. Boom. A free multi-point inspection just to check everything, you know. But then on top of that, you get a free oil change and a free filter. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, Route 22 Toyota. You'll get to meet all the good folks, as Sister Carol did, over at Route 22 Toyota, like Alex Cancella, who will give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. How many times I got to tell you this? Route 22 Toyota, you're going to love it. Everybody who goes there loves Route 22 Toyota. A big shout-out to Iggy and Carmelo and Chester and the beautiful family that is Route 22 Toyota. And please check out the brand-new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside. And it's the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, which I love because I'm like a car geek, man. I'm a Jersey guy. I mean, what a surprise, right? And I walked in there, and you can see the black Tundra truck that is in the showroom at Route 22 Toyota. Oh, it's so Jersey. I love it. You got to check that out. But right now, in the meantime, if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, we'll give you two. 9:30, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter at Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota right there, very convenient to get to, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
What are you doing?
I'm spraying. I'm spraying my toothbrush with Duracell.
It's not supposed to be ingested orally.
Duracell?
No.
No, it's good for everything. Watch. Oh, in my mouth. No, I have to tell you. Oh. So my bag, my Rawlings bag that I have, my everything you need. By the way, if there's a small nuclear device goes off, I have protection in my Rawlings bag. So the Rawlings leather bag. So I put it on the chair next to me, and it falls in the middle of us talking. If you heard the crash that you heard, was my Rawlings bag that fell off the chair, and I have everything in there, which includes a toothbrush and a credit card shaped Durasan that you got to try. Now the toothbrush hits the floor. Do you think I'm going to ever use this toothbrush again? Ever hits the floor of this radio studio? We don't know what's been on the floor. How many feet have touched this floor, and whatever things have crawled across this floor. I will take this Durasan in my hand, ladies and gentlemen. Frankie Fibros, look at this. Durasan, it's a hand sanitizer, alcohol-free, long-lasting, no odor. I put it right onto the bristles.
A hand sanitizer, not a tooth sanitizer.
But it sterilizes everything. Right. I'm fine. And not only that, I had a bite, and I don't know where it was, when I was in Carson City, Nevada. That's scorpion country, man. Now, I don't know what happened, but all I know is I woke up and I had a bite, a bug bite. And I went, oh, that looks like it could be serious. I didn't. What did I spray on it? Go ahead. Ask me. What do you think?
What did you spray on it?
Durasan. Wow. I sprayed the Durasan on my bug bite. The bug bite went away and dissolved.
I will tell you, I was in Long Island on Sunday, and I was using the mosquito spray from Durasan.
Yeah.
Not only
does
it keep the mosquitoes away, but they add this coconut the scent to
it. How great is that?
And it smells great.
How great is that?
My lonesome companion says, I can't believe something that smells this good can actually keep the bugs away.
It really does. And I don't know how, but I think from what Joe Giovanello told us at Durasan is that he has the properties of like a neosporin type product in this. And I'm telling you,
I don't recommend
it. And you know what else I do when I, you know, if I'm running around or I'm playing the drums or I'm banging around or handing my luggage the road, I did a nail thing where I reached in and I hurt the nail. Durasan cured it in like 24 hours. I'm not saying that. Well, I can't legally say that will happen to everybody. This is a miracle product.
Wow.
A miracle product.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
I hear that's what Jesus used on the lepers.
Oh, you are the worst. Praise Jesus. Praise Durasan. You were the worst. You got to bring Jesus into it, right?
Sorry.
Is that what that was?
No.
If they ever research it.
Yeah.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 9:30. I got to get the calls. My Jersey accent. It's a chocolate, coffee, and bag. This is my Jersey accent. Thank you. I try to avoid that Jersey accent, you know. I go down south. Hey, Joe, you know, you talk funny. No, and but meantime, I can't understand what they're saying.
You know, I've noticed, and as a longtime student and resident of Jersey, I'm sure you may have noticed this as well, there's a pretty distinct difference between a North Jersey accent and a South Jersey accent.
I can't do a South Jersey accent.
You know,
I cannot do a South Jersey accent.
It is, I mean, the one aspect of it that's very, it's almost Philadelphia-esque, where they use the word TH, any words with TH like the or that. They ignore the H.
Yeah.
They make it a D sound.
Well, it's more of a ball. It comes from Baltimore and down that area.
Ah.
It comes from up there. You can see, and it comes up, and they go the South Jersey, Philadelphia kind of is a towel for towel. Towel, we'll say north. They go towel, and they'll just do like little short little, different pronunciations like that you can't understand where it comes from, but it is like an almost an English kind of accent to it. Well, you and I in Jersey, North or up in New York.
Yeah, North Jersey's almost a New York accent.
Yeah, it's what are you talking about? It's like an like I'm telling you, and I've never tackled it. George Carlin tried, the late great George Carlin tried in Philadelphia. Said he tried to do a Philadelphia accent from the stage. It was the one bit that did not work for him. He said this is Philadelphia accent, and he did like a Jersey thing. It didn't work. It's very tough to do, and I haven't met anybody that can do it. I should work on that, huh? As a South Jersey. But you're right. Totally two distinct accents. Hey, let me go to Al in Manhattan. Good morning, Al. How are you this morning? Come on, Al. We got you, buddy. Now, he's got to be Sam Boland. Oh, what are you going to do? I got to go to Joe in North Bergen. Joey, what's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Joe.
Hey.
Elvis Presley was born on the day my mother died. And he died on the day my mother was born.
Well,
I want to do an impersonation of him. Just a couple of verses.
All right.
Okay?
If we cut you off, that doesn't mean that we don't like you or that it wasn't a good impression.
No.
We just got to move on. Go ahead.
Let me do it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I wish I was in the land of cotton where things were soon to be forgotten.
Joe. All right, do your Elvis. Do the Elvis impression now. It's all right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. It didn't quite sound like Elvis Presley as much as it did Joe from North Bergen.
Joe from North Bergen.
Joey, love it. Hey, Joey Falco from Madison, New Jersey. Joey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's the great Joe Piscopo this morning? You're all jacked up, baby.
Joey, you know what? It was just silly. It's Friday and we're on a go. You know what? Thank God for everything being so good. We know that everybody's got a lot of their own problems, Joey, but it's all good. Joey, thanks for getting us over to the originalist. This is going to be a Broadway show with your friend Ed Giro. I had a great talk with Ed. I apologize. I was with the mayor. We had business last night. that we took care of. Thank you for understanding.
Yeah.
But thanks for bringing that originalist. That is
a
play.
You're welcome. Arthur Adela, when he saw Eddie, yeah, he cried.
Yeah.
He said, I have to hug you. He said, you are the living essence of this great, great man, this, yeah, self-made man.
Antonin Scalia.
Generation.
Antonin Scalia.
And he said, we got to bring this to Broadway because, you know, Eddie is. He looks like him. He walks like him. He talks like him. Yeah. And he knew him. He shot with him. They socialized together. They cooked in each other's homes and all. So,
Yeah, go ahead, Joey. Go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ed. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I didn't know that Ed Giroux, who plays Antonin Scalia in The Originalist, he hung out with Antonin Scalia for a while, you're saying.
Yes, he did. And,
wow.
And, you know, everything in there was, like, you know, absolutely researched.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a lawyer like John Bramnick or Adela, you know, every constitutional thing, every amendment to the Constitution, they cite all, you know,
yeah,
cases from, you know, 1939 and absolutely, you know, to and it's funny. I asked Eddie, I said, how did you meet Scalia? Who introduced you? He said, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He's been friends with Ruth Bader Ginsburg for 20 years,
wow,
and she goes to all his plays.
Wow.
She's a fan.
Wow.
And that goes to show you, like we talked about earlier, about people getting along, people having a dialogue. Here we have this big hulk of a guy, Italian, New Jersey man. You know, Scalia, who's his best friend? This little Jewish woman, you know?
Yeah.
absolutely, a different walk of life, you know? But they were the best friends. They weren't friends.
Yeah, it's a good lesson. You're right, Joey. What are you thinking about Governor Cuomo, if I may ask?
Well, you know, what I called for is, you know, my dad, he was a master sergeant in the Army, and he was in the Pacific. Thank you.
Yeah,
he was in the Pacific, and he had 325 guys that were under him. And what he was, he rebuilt engines, airplanes, he fixed tanks, sights, and he got everything back and running again. But he was in New Guinea and liberated New Guinea, and he made friends there. I mean, when the Americans showed up, they were like, even like the native people, they were liberated because the Japanese enslaved them for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, well, enslaved.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, right? And you know, digging caves and you know, doing all the horrible, horrible work. And then he went into the Philippines. He brought all his guys in the Philippines, and they were the first, you know, after the battles were over, they were the first ones in with the Army Corps of Engineers. And the first thing they built was sanitation. They purified the water. People,
wow,
were dying,
yeah,
left and right,
yeah,
from, you know, bad water, toilets,
yeah,
you know, and purifying everything and bringing in food.
So when you I hear what you're saying, man. But when you hear Governor Cuomo,
they were starving.
Yeah, and when you hear Governor Cuomo say America was never that great, I mean,
this is, and they brought in Singer sewing machines. So people could make clothes. You don't think you're in a war zone. My father has photographs. I keep them in. I have a big vault. You know, I'm in the jewelry business.
Yeah,
but I keep them in my vault. And they brought Singer sewing machines in so people could make clothes,
wow,
for their babies,
yeah,
and their,
yeah,
children. And then later on, they start making clothes and selling them stuff.
Yeah.
But this is America. And they did the same thing with Japan. They bombed out Japan, of course. Who's our best ally now?
Yep, I know. It's insane.
Israel and Japan. And
Joey,
we bombed them. And
yeah, yeah.
When we went down to D.C. and you know, we stayed at Trump, and then you know we had dinner at the Prime. And on the way back, my son said, "Hey, Dad, we got to stop at the bonsai place. It's a national place for bonsais." Okay, cool. So we take the back road. We take the back road back. We stop there.
Joey, we got another 2 hours. That's okay. Go ahead.
That's okay. No, but I'm going to tell you, there's a bonsai plant there that's 400 years old.
Ah.
The Japanese gave it to America,
ah,
right? But,
yeah,
you know, the U.S. is not 400 years old.
Did you want
to
do?
The Japanese gave it to America.
Joey, did you want to do an Elvis impression while you're writing?
Yeah.
Joey, your point is well taken. You are a great American, my friend, and we love you, and we appreciate you listening and your loyalty. Especially.
See you soon. God bless. We rebuilt all Europe, too, of course.
I know. So you know, you're right. You're right.
Those countries love us.
I know. And Joe, what Joey's saying, and he feels it, too, and I'm just having some fun because I'm in a silly mood this morning. But the fact of the matter is, what Joe's father did, what my father did with 200 men under him as a captain in the United States Army Air Corps, we went and we rebuilt Europe, and we went and we saved Europe from Hitler, and we went to the Pacific Theater and did the same thing. And as the atrocities of Japan were as bad as you'd ever see in the history of the world. And now we are good friends. There is time to join together, and you're absolutely right. So when people puts down the country, that makes me, and it was Joey was saying, it makes us, it incenses me to think of what our parents went through, the greatest generation went through to make this country great. And then to say that it wasn't so great is an affront to all generations everywhere. 9:39 with Piscopo in the morning. And you got Frankie Morano right here with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
80 degrees at 9:39. I'm Frank Morano with
sorry,
local
Frank,
news
I'm
first.
Sorry. Joey's on the phone.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt his story. And clearly, neither whatever store he was buying something at, that was not going to slow him down either.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Staten Island Little League team has a few days of rest as they advance in the Little League World Series. Yesterday, Mid-Island, under the leadership of Coach Joe Calabrese, beat Grandview out of Des Moines, Iowa, 5-2 in their opening game in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The team will play Sunday morning against the winner of the New England Southwest game that pins Rhode Island against Houston. And people across the United States are mourning the loss of Aretha Franklin. The 76-year-old Queen of Soul passed away at her home in Detroit yesterday after battling cancer. Fans gathered outside Detroit's New Bethel Baptist Church, where her father was a pastor, and flowers were placed on Franklin's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Franklin's family is reportedly planning to hold a public memorial service in Detroit. And if you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer. Hello there, Debbie.
Hello, Frank Morano. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening right now with New Jersey Transit. A 20-minute delay on the Raritan Valley line between Cranford and Newark because of ongoing signal issues. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to the Lincoln Tunnel. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay right now, but keep in mind that big Restore 495 project begins tonight at 9 with one lane closed in both directions on 495 for the next 2.5 years. But right now you're moving okay at the Lincoln. Holland looks okay. The George Washington Bridge outbound lower level. It's an accident involving about 7 cars in the construction zone that's causing delays off the Cross Bronx into the George Washington Bridge. Garden State Parkway north at 145, a collision southbound at 147, an accident over there as well. And we're still seeing some slowdowns as you head to 287 eastbound, heading out through White Plains. And do watch out for some slowdowns as well at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. Chance of a thunderstorm later, high of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. You're the best. Thanks for staying with us. We're just being silly this morning, and we kind of apologize for that. But we love having you with us. It's Friday. You're going into the weekend. Come on now. It's all good. If you own or rent a home or apartment, you own a business, you could be saving money on your energy bill with Blue Rock Energy. Take control of your money, please. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy. You can sign up at BlueRockEnergy.com. You know, as I speak to you, the energy generated from this very radio station, AM 970 The Answer, is generated by Blue Rock Energy, the Brooklyn Nets, Buffalo Bills, the Piscopo household out in the boondocks of New Jersey. Remember, please, when it comes to fixed energy rates, you have to think Blue Rock. All right, you can call today. Here's the number, 877-280-4909. Phil Van Horn may very well pick up the phone. He's the guy that keeps the energy generated from New York State. He hires New Yorkers, you know, to work up in Syracuse, New York. And he stays in his home city of Syracuse, New York, with this Blue Rock Energy Company that we tell you about again and again, because this is the best deal you're going to get on energy. I know it. Why? Because I switch. And it's so easy to switch, too. All you got to do is call 877-280-4909. Please just say, whoever picks up, and Phil may pick up himself. Look, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? Boom. That's it. They switch you over from your current company, you know. You don't even know the difference. All you got to do is give your number, you know, your account number of the energy company. It is so easy, cost effective, and better than any other energy company out there. Blue Rock Energy. 877-280-4909. Or again, visit, please, BlueRockEnergy.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
This is the late, great Otis Redding. Is that right? You know this from the Blues Brothers. I know this from Otis Redding. Here we go.
I can't turn you loose.
Oh, man. Friday started, baby. We used to idolize Otis. Here we were, a bunch of, you know, white kids in the suburbs of Jersey, man. And we used to love Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, you know, James Brown, Joe Tex, Otis Redding. Oh, man, that's when soul was soul. And certainly Aretha Franklin. 9:46 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Just a shout out. I get these messages on Facebook. I apologize for not getting back because we have so many of them, and you're so kind on sending me the messages. And I apologize if I don't get back, but I see in Vineland, New Jersey, there is a Padre Pio parish, and they have a festival in the name of Padre Pio, September 23rd, down in Vineland. If you're down that neck of the woods down in Jersey and listening to us online, something, please, September 23rd for Vineland, New Jersey. And now you're going to see Marianne Idala, Arthur's beautiful mom.
Looking forward to it.
You got to tell her that I keep my Padre Pio pillow under my pillow, okay? Because you're supposed to apparently do that. All I know is it's been a good month. So thanks, Marianne, for giving the Padre Pio pillow. I put it right underneath the my pillow,
and apparently it doesn't bleed in the middle of the night or anything.
No. You mean like the markings of Christ, yeah, that Padre Pio has? No, but I tell you what, did they say that's what you're supposed to do? That's what I do.
Great.
You know. So what were you talking about before?
So fascinating story, Joe, out of Sweden, where a Muslim woman, 24-year-old Muslim woman, went for a job interview. And she didn't shake hands with the person.
Which
that
they don't do, and Orthodox doesn't do that as well.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. And I have a big problem with that, by the way. People that want to behave and work in secular society by not adhering to secular customs.
It doesn't bother me, but... Okay.
Well, that's because you're a germaphobe. You don't want to shake anyone's hand. So she was interviewing for...
Maybe that's how it started.
Right. It wouldn't surprise me. So she was interviewing for a job as an interpreter, right, where she would be dealing with people of different cultures all day long. So she doesn't shake her would-be boss's hand. He's a male.
She says, I can't shake because my religious beliefs.
And he ends the interview. He promptly shows her the door. Okay. So
fist bump. Can you do a fist bump?
That I don't know. High five? One of our Muslim scholars could perhaps call in and offer that. So she sues and she has won the lawsuit.
In Sweden. Yeah.
Yes.
She sued because it was religious beliefs and
yes,
she
religious
have...
discrimination.
Yeah. I don't. Why does that not bother me? If you are ardent in your belief in your religious beliefs and you don't want to shake hands and that's the way you, I would have to adhere to that.
Well, do you think that people
if
in America,
he didn't hire her because of that, maybe that was a just lawsuit, I'm thinking in my mind, Frankie. You don't think so?
Well, but so what the company said, they said, look, we have a very small staff, and especially we're an interpreter company. Women have to be able to treat men and women equally. We can't have, you know, this two-tier system where some people don't get a handshake.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a handshake, though. No,
I mean, they said they could not. The company said they could not allow someone to refuse a handshake based on gender. To do so, they say this company, this interpreting company, would be allowing gender discrimination.
And Sweden said this is a violation of your religious rights.
Yes. And so she close decision. The labor court, which heard this, they ruled 3-2 that while the company was right to require that employees treat men and women equally, including how they greet others, it could not require that the greeting in question involve shaking hands.
Isn't Sweden having a migrant problem now?
Problem was about 5 years ago. Yeah. It's a migrant crisis at this point.
It is in Sweden, 877-970-2999-949. Debbie Duhame standing by. You know, Deb, I don't know why I don't mind if there's a religious belief. As long as, this is my theory about the religion. Mm-hmm. If they don't try to kill you and really decapitate you.
Yeah, then we're
If you don't believe in what I believe in, then I'm going to kill you because you're an infidel.
Right.
Then I have to adhere to what your religious belief is, and I accept that.
Of course.
But just don't use violence. That I don't understand.
Well, that goes against religion.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be kind to each other?
To any god. You're absolutely right. But, I mean, do you think that's right? Should they have fired that girl for not shaking hands? I don't know. I think that might have been
Well, they just didn't hire her.
They didn't hire her. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Stuff like that. It depends on the way you look at it.
Yeah, it's interesting. And are they forcing that religion onto that society? It's a good question. 877-970-2999. Debbie's looking out for you. 10 before 10 o'clock. Sam Malone in for Mike Gallagher today at 10 o'clock. And Debbie, you have a good weekend plan, do you?
Yeah, I'm going to 2 parties tomorrow, so that's not bad.
With Francisco? With Raul? Who's your guy's name?
my trainer is Marcisco. By the way, I heard you talking to Jeannie about her trainer.
Fremont.
You know, I was thinking one day we'll bring both of our trainers into the
studio. Yeah, that's
what
we want. Me and Frank want to feel better about ourselves, bringing two gorgeous guys in the studio.
Our trainers
that'll be great.
Sure. Have you all doing exercises, weights.
Great. Yeah, ripped abs, handsome, sure, square jaws, and me and Frank. Great. That'll work.
Oh, come on now. You guys can do those workouts without a problem.
Yeah.
But Jeannie, she even lifts. She was saying she bench presses.
Yeah,
that's
Jeannie.
Pretty good.
So I could see from Jeannie that she's starting to do weights. She looks.
Looks great.
The free. Well, you do too, Deb. Do you do aerobics or do you weights mostly?
When I work out with the trainer, I do the weights and the squats and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
But then I do the classes too. You know, when I'm not doing the weights, I do the classes.
Look at you.
Got to stay in shape.
I know. We're trying, girl. We are trying. So
were you? Do you guys have trainers,
no,
Frank?
No, Frank.
I have had a trainer. You know what it is? It's helpful in getting you to do these exercises.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yeah. It keeps you going.
And scheduling, you know, because otherwise you just keep putting
when
it
I
off.
Started,
right,
when
right.
I started, I had a trainer early, way back, 20 years ago. I had a trainer walk me through everything. Then there was a kid named Pete Brownie. I remember his name. He was ripped. He was shred from Westwood Racquetball Club. Look at me.
Okay.
I'm remembering that. Westwood, New Jersey.
Right.
Taught me everything I know. And then I had the privilege of working with Joe Weider, the late, great Joe Weider, who did muscle and fitness, and he walked me through. So I know all of how to work out, what to work out. Yeah, so I was very fortunate in that regard. So, but right now I'm just trying to hang on, man. I don't know. I'm just trying to hang on. Best I can. Maintenance is what we call it.
Looking good. You know what? But I need the motivation because if I don't have somebody pushing me, like Frank said, you just kind of get like, oh, I'll skip today. And
so you need a gorgeous guy there.
Well, that helps. That is motivation. Gotta say, it doesn't hurt to have somebody.
You are bad.
What's wrong with looking?
Nothing.
It's good for the eyes.
Hey,
okay. Got to exercise my eyes, too, once in a while.
Debbie, looking out for you. 9:53. Have a great weekend, my dear.
Have a great weekend, guys. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the northern state, heading eastbound to Iya Willits Road, a disabled vehicle. D-train delays with switching problems. Raritan Valley Line of New Jersey Transit, a 20-minute delay between Cranford and Newark Penn. That big Restore 495 project beginning tonight over by the Lincoln Tunnel. One lane will be blocked in both directions for 2.5 years. If you're heading to the Lincoln right now, you're okay. Holland Tunnel, 10 minutes in. Over at the George Washington Bridge, on the lower level outbound, it's a 7-car accident. That's what's causing the delays right now on the Cross Bronx, Bronx River Parkway to the GWB, and also the Deegan is really busy northbound from the stadium up through the Cross Bronx, southbound Deegan heavy from Fordham Road, getting to the George Washington Bridge as well. Alternate side parking rules, they are in effect, and heading over to the Whitestone Bridge, some volume into the Bronx, and that's all due to construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Smithtown Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
When you call, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code THEANSWER.
Joe on the radio, 956. Can I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, their amazing sauce? Oh, this is the best. Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to try Michael's of Brooklyn. It's made right there in Brooklyn. It's made right there in Avenue R. Nostrand. Right there. You could take a tour. Fred is there and Johnny's there and Marianne and Michael himself. You could taste the authenticity in all of the food at Michael's of Brooklyn. If you go to the restaurant, you are going to one of the five best Italian restaurants in America. And that's according to the Food Network. Nate, excuse me, not in Brooklyn, not only in Brooklyn, not only in New York, not only in the Northeast, across the great United States of America, one of the five best Italian restaurants, and you haven't gone to Michael's of Brooklyn yet? You got to go. You'd say, hey, I heard you with Joey on the radio. Fred is there. He'll meet you. Enzo with his beautiful bow ties. You're going to love Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand, and check out the sauce. You see it at your supermarket. Take home that sauce, and you're going to thank me later. I'm telling you, people, everybody, the most cynical people say, I make my own sauce, until they try Michael's of Brooklyn jarred sauce, picking it up at the supermarket. It is as authentic as you get. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, man.
Something happening here.
I love this song.
What it is ain't exactly clear.
Ah.
There's a man with a gun over
what, some of this great music was so, like, I how much do I idolize the late, great Jimi Hendrix? But, man, there were some drugs back in those days. People were doing LSD. Would you ever do a hallucinogen? Would you ever put that in your body? How could they do that? Talking about alcohol.
Yeah.
And they whacked, you know, just ends your life, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not an expert in LSD.
You're an expert at everything, Frank.
No, not hardly.
Give Aunt Camille my best.
I will.
Personal best.
I will.
And then I want to come over to the house today and just visit and spend 3-4 hours. Do you mind?
Yeah. And get bashed for voting for Trump.
They yelled at the same time.
Yeah. No, she's wonderful. She's
Frankie.
She actually is very understanding and goes to church every day. She's probably in church right now.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. We love having you with us. Just absolutely love having you with us. Frankie, thanks for a great week of shows as always. When are you up? Next Wednesday?
Monday. Just Monday.
Monday you off?
Yes.
Just me and Al?
Sorry.
All right. Matt, great job sitting in
Thank
for
you.
Al. We love you. And we love you for listening. Make it the best weekend ever because you deserve it.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
959, 82 degrees and climbing. I'm Frank Moreno with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Commuters are going to start feeling the major impact of that construction project over by the Lincoln Tunnel. One lane will be closed in each direction on the Route 495 overpass for more than 2 years, which is expected to greatly increase traffic on the already congested roadway. State DOT officials have been encouraging commuters to use NJ Transit while this construction goes on. And Westchester County is talking up its tourism. Officials say the county's travel and tourism industry is up 3% since last year. Figures show the industry brought in a record $1.9 billion to New York City's northern suburbs last year. You now know what's going on. I'm Frank Moreno on AM 970, The Answer. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.